informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, it's Sandy from Clearwater Curves. Curves is a 30-minute complete body workout designed for women. Fun, fast, and safe. Whether you want to lose weight, gain more energy, or just stay healthy, you can get started today at 50% off by calling 727-536-6910. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Get back on track. Again, and that number is 727-536-6910. Call now.
This is Mike from Pasco County Tub Refinishing, letting you know about an offer we have for this month. We're offering a tub special for tub refinishing of $199, tub and tile for $299. All of our work is warranted for 5 years. We offer senior discounts as well as military discounts and servicemen discounts. My email address is pascotubrefinishing@gmail.com, and our website is pascocountytubrefinishing.com. Ken, please give us a call. My name is Mike, and I'm the owner. Thank you very much. And my phone number is 727-557-8568.
Everything you wanted to know about the music industry, ask Vic. Vic McLean from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Don Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Don Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And here we go again, hour number two of Hollywood Connections, now on Saturdays, with your hosts, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action, you're on.
We're back.
And we're back for the second power hour, and we're super excited. Bobby, thank you for filling in today for Peter.
No problem.
We're welcoming you to the show. You're going to college pretty soon, and you're going where?
University of Central Florida.
Nice, nice. And we're excited for you on that journey. Well, HollywoodConnections.biz, we want to welcome the ladies of Soap This. They're in the house. And tell us what's happening in Chicago, ladies.
In Chicago, we have the actors from Days of Our Lives coming. We have Eric Martzoff, who plays Brady Black. And we have Greg Vaughn, who plays Eric Brady. And they're both just wonderful, wonderful actors to come out and meet on Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st.
And also, you have Keep It Going. I love that music. That's
yeah,
the
I
Young
do
and
too.
Restless.
I love that music.
It sounds like you're narrating for the Young and Restless, as you are. Now, tell us who's coming for the Holiday Cheer here in Tampa Clearwater.
The Holiday Cheers event is our third annual holiday event, and we have two hot actors from Young and the Restless. We have Daniel Goddard, who we've worked with a number of times, is great. And we're, for the first time, we are bringing Joshua Morrow, who plays Nick Newman.
And Daniel Goddard plays Kane Ashby. And you have to love his Australian accent. It's just beautiful.
You know, these ladies put together, Yvonne, you haven't been there yet, but
no,
I want to tell
I haven't.
You. Amazing gift giveaways with every soap opera from pillows that they auction off to it's a session that you'd even have a script from the soap opera TV series that you have one of the ladies do that as well. Tell us about that.
Well, also, they offer, CBS offers a tour that somebody can win if they go out to L.A., and we auction that off, and then they get a special tour with one of the soap stars, takes them throughout CBS studios. It's a two-hour tour of CBS. I have taken it myself, and it is so wonderful. And you meet all the actors. They're so wonderful. They come over and introduce themselves to you. You see the actors' rooms that they get ready in. You see this whole entire set. Now, you're not allowed to take pictures, obviously, on the set, but it is just an amazing, amazing tour to win.
That is so fun. I have a surprise for you ladies real quick. Bobby, let's go to Michael Easton. I had a chance. It was so funny. Actually, our friend Ingrid, I love this. Ingrid was taking the interview first, and then after we were done, I was like, so did you get it? She's like, I think I did. So I'm like, Ingrid? And then I looked, and I missed the interview, and then I had to sit down with Mr. Easton and say, can we do that again? It was, you know, Ingrid, we got a good interview. All right, Bobby, let's go to Michael Easton. And Michael Easton's from where? General Hospital.
From General Hospital, plays Dr. Finn.
That's right. Let's play that interview.
Hi,
we'll
I'm
be right
Reese,
back.
Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, here at Soap This with Michael Easton. Michael, thank you so much for being here. And we are super excited to have you. And we wanted to ask you a couple questions. You know, when you first got your first agent, do you remember who that was?
No, I can't remember first agent. I know it was in New York at the time. Right. And I can't remember where that was.
But you've had a lot of training. A lot of training, like a lot of classes, like a Santa's list?
Absolutely. I've been to every good teacher in town, and that's invaluable. You got to go to class.
Right. Well, while I'm having you here, can you just say this for me? You know, your name and then General Hospital, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I can air this on Wednesday.
Sure.
Here, we're back. Hi. All right.
Hi, this is Michael Easton, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections 106.1. Is that it? FM?
FM.
Okay, I'll get that.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mike Leeson. You're listening to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM with Dawn Reese.
And
all right, and so let's go. We have another interview that I wanted to surprise you ladies with, and I thank you for that. It was really special. And then, Bobby, let's go to that one. I remember this was a good one.
I'm good, but on action, you want me to talk first or you talk first?
You do it.
Okay. You're listening to Hollywood Connections Radio with Dawn Reese.
That's right. 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections. We're on 5 stations, and I'm here with...
William DeVry from General Hospital, ABC's General Hospital.
I know. That is, like, amazing. You know, I had Tristan Rogers on my show a while ago.
I love Tristan. We miss him.
I know. So do you read your Facebook and your social media? People are going to ask me that.
I read... Yeah, I've got a fan page on Facebook that I actually answer private messages to. People get very upset that I'm removing people from my personal page, but it's my personal Facebook page, so trying to keep that personal. I've deleted about 3,500 people so far. But yeah, I do answer. I have been a little bit busy lately, so I haven't been on Facebook lately.
Okay.
But Twitter, I'm pretty good with. The young lady who's holding the camera for you right now knows I'm pretty active on Twitter, and I'm pretty good with that. So.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to have Ingrid come to the station because we've been giving a lot of exposure on my show about this event. So when Ingrid comes back, I'd love to have you call in and talk about your career.
I'd love to. Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
And thank you for answering those questions today about how you started, how you got your break.
Well, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And we'll see you. And what's your website?
Well, I just use my Twitter handle. It's just William DeVry 1. See me there.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
That was short and sweet, and there were so many more questions, but when you had the panel, that was fabulous because they were asking, everybody jumped in, and that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. So thank you, ladies, for that opportunity and having me do that and helping support Soap This on the air. And I want to start running commercials between now and December.
Thank you so
for
much.
You. Now, I know, how did you start out in Soap This?
We started out from, like I said, being fans ourselves and going to Super Soap Weekend over at Disney at Hollywood Studios for 11 years. And by going for 11 years, we got to meet a lot of the actors. And when they ended it, like Barbie said, one of our best friends was Walt Willey, who played Jackson Montgomery in All My Children. So Walt was our first guest at our first event. And it went from there. And he became like our MC for all our events. He helped us introduce us to a lot of actors and helped us get started with our events.
I think that's amazing. And
what would make them end it?
It was just getting a little bit out of hand, uh-huh. you know, because they had, at the last Super Soap, they had over 50,000 people that attended it. And wow. you had to get wristbands. More and more actors came, and so in more and more people, and there was just too many autographs to give out. So okay. they started giving, like, the fast pass. Like, when you go to Disney World, mm-hmm. you get a fast pass. Well, they were doing that for the actors as well. And mm-hmm. so then there was fast passes. And then a lot of people and a lot of the elderly people, you know, couldn't get in the lines to get the fast passes. So then they were getting in and they weren't getting to meet any of their stars. And okay. it got too big, too fast and overwhelming
yes.
for both the actors and both for Disney World. Mm-hmm. And so they ended it.
Well, I'm excited because you bumped into Rick Springfield, and he was my first interview in college.
He was my first crush.
Oh. Yeah, actually, you know, my first interview, he brought his mom over and sat down, and we were trying to get behind stage and backstage passes. He was kind of difficult to get to, and you had bumped into him at one of the restaurants, so maybe you never know, right?
Well, the funniest thing is I've just always told people my whole entire life because I loved that man, and I loved him from the time he sang just Jesse's Girl.
Do you have
that? I was
that?
16.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I need to get that, don't
yeah,
I?
let's play that for her.
Yeah. And he married a girl named Barbie. He's been married to her for over 30 years. So I told my friends, well, at least he married somebody named Barbie.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
So I've been to at least 15 to 20 of his concerts. And he always seems to come down the aisle where I'm sitting. I don't know. I always say, well, maybe he recognizes me. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
And performs, like, right in front of me because he walks across the chairs. But
is that your song?
There's my song.
We're going to play that for her. There we go. We're trying to get Rick Springfield. We will. Yeah. We're gonna. If anybody knows, I have a lot of power people out there that know people. So
okay.
let's work on that. Okay.
I would love it. But he was performing here at Capitol Theater.
Right.
And we went to see him, and he came down my aisle. And after the show, my sister and I and a few other people that were there decided to go to a local restaurant called O'Keefe's. And
oh, that's my husband's favorite. He loves their steak over there, oh, for sure.
So when we walked up, I noticed the two gentlemen sitting on the chairs outside. And I said, you're part of Rick Springfield's band, aren't you? And they said, yes, we are. And I told them how much a fan I've been. And for 35 years. And they said, well, if you hang around long enough, he's coming here.
Ooh.
And so that's when we got to meet him. And he was absolutely just so gracious and wonderful. Took a picture with us. And it was the best 2 seconds of my entire life.
And Barbie. And when he came, our waitress came over to our table and she let us know when he was getting ready to leave. So Barbie and I go stand by the door. And here he comes and he stops and Barbie goes, we have been trying to meet you for 25 years. And he goes, what took you guys so long? So he took her phone and we took a picture with him. And that was the best.
Just to show you the difference, you know who the first person was that I interviewed as a news reporter? In 1969, Tiny Tim, Tall Tulips. He was at the New York State Fairgrounds in Plattsburgh, New York, where he started in TV in 1969 with Miss Vicky. Of course, they'd just been from The Tonight Show, and he was so tall, they were in a mobile home, you know, in a trailer, and he had to, like, duck just to go like this. And I was, like, just 24 years old. I said, oh, honey, how do you consider whatever? And he was a hockey fan, and it was just a thrill that I have in the back of my head.
So he was tall enough?
He was tall, yeah. He was tall. He had to, like, duck down in mobile home, you know what I mean?
Wow. And my other favorite person that we finally got to meet a couple years ago, and we're hoping to bring him for an event soon, is Shamar Moore.
Oh.
And Barbie found out that he was in town 2 years ago, so we found out where he was staying, and we waited, and here he comes in the black, you know, little limousine. So we go up in the front, and the two guys are standing there. So I go up to them and start talking, and I ask them if they knew Shamar, and they looked at me like, yeah, we've heard of the name. So here comes Barbie thinking we met him already. So she comes up. And the thing is, why we wanted to meet him is because that weekend that he was here in town, we were having a Young and the Restless event. And Shamar was on Young and the Restless for 20 years. Wow. And we wanted him to see the flyer. Mm-hmm. So we show the guy the flyer and everything, and all of a sudden, Barbie and I are standing there, and the guy looks to his right, and he goes, "Hey, Shamar, there's a couple of girls over here that want to meet you." And he comes walking from behind the tree that was right there and heard our whole conversation. Well, as soon as he saw the flyer, he goes, "Oh, my God, you guys." He goes, "I was on that show." And we go, "Yeah, we know." And this was on a Thursday, and my event was Saturday. And he said, "If I was going to be in town, I would have loved to make an appearance at your event," but he was leaving Friday morning.
Wow.
So that was that for that. But we asked him, and he said he'd love to come do a charity event for us, which is his charity is MS for his mother.
That's beautiful. That makes that happen and makes it special and a memory maker.
Yes,
yes. You know, also, too, ladies, we're on the Starcom Network, and this is actually appearing on Thursday night at 6 p.m. on 47 other stations, and we're excited to be on that. And if anybody is listening from that those 47 stations, you want to come to Soap This, please also go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I will put the link up there for them, ladies. Okay. So they can sign up, and you can actually put in Hollywood Connections on any of the dates and see us live, you know, in the studio as well. So we're excited about that, too. And, again, give the Soap This ticket information.
Sure. Okay. So they can go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. Again, that's soapthis.ticketleap. Soapthis.ticketleap.com. And also they can go to our Soap This page on Facebook and like us on Facebook and on Twitter as well. We have a Twitter account, but the Facebook page gives all the information about the hotel location and also the restaurant Paterino's in Chicago.
And how much are the tickets?
They've started at $100. Mm-hmm. And then there's packages up to $400, just depending what they want to attend, who they want to meet, and how long they want to be there.
Well, I have a lady that I was at the World's Tourism Pageant, and she won the international title, and she needs to do some volunteer work and sign people in, so maybe she can help you out in Chicago.
That would be great.
Oh, seriously. Yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about our events. It includes a meet and greet. Mm-hmm. We open the doors at a certain time, and everybody comes in, and then we have a photo shoot.
That's what's super cool.
And the photo shoot is an 8x10 color picture of yourself with the actors. And while the meet and greet is going on, we get that picture developed so they can sign everybody's picture for them.
Oh, that's cool.
And that price, I think, is $175 for the photo shoot and the meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a cocktail party at night. And I forget the price of that is like $200 or $250. And then we include a package, which is, let's say, $400. And that gets you everything. You get to do the meet and greet, the photo shoot, the cocktail party, and you actually get to spend quality time with our actors.
And you do, really. It's a major quality time with them. And they are so down to earth. And, you know, Kathleen Gotti, her husband, was there. And that was such a special story. They were telling how they met. And amazing. And you ladies, please come back anytime. Let's get a commercial for you cut here in the next week.
Thank you.
And let's run that during the week, Bobby. We'll get that going.
That is possible.
Perfect. Yes. Well, Barbie, this is for you. Let's play Jessie's Girl. And we'll be back with some other amazing guests in the house. HollywoodConnections.biz. You don't want to miss this next segment as well. We'll be back.
Thank you, Don.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. The charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had just seen this girl.
Hi, that's what Hollywood Connections is all about. And
that's your fix of Rick Springfield right there, isn't it?
My first interview in college, that definitely was. It was Rick Springfield. And he brought his mother over and sat down, and super cool. In the meantime, I want to introduce this amazing gentleman right here that told me about this amazing singer that you called me today. Introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Judy Bashar. I'm an international singer. I'm basically from Israel, and I moved here like a year and a half ago. I'm very happy here at Clearwater.
I just put your information on my social media. People were going crazy about it. I was like, oh, my gosh. Tell us tell everybody who you are. I'm going to bring the mic over by you. Hello.
Hi, it's Francesco Arlia. I am the CEO of Organic Earth Tech, and I'm here basically in support of your great, fantastic show because you've been very supportive of me.
That's right. And we met when Christy Alley was here at the station and Kelly Preston. And that was really a memory maker for me, I want to tell you. And if they're listening, I need a special on them. And you know what? I got to tell you real quick. And thanks to you, Kelly Preston tweeted our photo out on social media. And I was like, that is so cool. I mean, here I am, you know, and Kelly Preston's tweeting my photo out there. And I just want to thank her for that. That was so amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's an amazing person.
And now, well, let's go to your singer. So we have a song that we're going to play. And what one are we going to play first?
The first song calls Addie's song. Addie is my husband. And he was far somewhere. And I really missed him. So I decided to write a song for him. And basically, it's also a song that dedicate to, you know, you're always with people, but you don't always tell them you love them, you miss them, that they are your angels in some ways. And so I said, did I ever tell you that I love you? Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you that I care? So that's the song.
All right, Bobby, okay. Are we ready? Let's roll.
Did I ever tell you how much I love you? Did I ever tell you that I care? Did I ever tell you?
miss you every moment that you're not here. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow from all the love I feel for you. And in the darkest night I'm all alone. Baby, I think of you, I think of you. Did I ever tell you how much I love you? Did I ever tell you that I care?
Thank you. Wow.
What did you think of that, Yvonne?
I said fabulous.
Yeah,
wonderful. It just touched my heart.
I was saying that's such a beautiful wedding song. I just want to dedicate that one to my husband because I had such a great time yesterday in the water yesterday and boating and swimming and, you know, trying to fish. And
how can I get a copy of that?
I can send it to you, to your email.
Okay.
Basically, you know, I came here and I find a great production company from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And I'm starting to work on my own show. It's going to be like an international show because I speak and I sing in five different languages, mm-hmm. which is Hebrew, English, Spanish, French, and Italian. And I sing opera, of course, and, you know, jazz. And I specialize in the French chanson. I lived in Paris, and I studied French for 3 years. So, and I love it, you know, and like Edith Piaf, do you know? You heard about Edith Piaf when she says, Le ciel bleu sur nous peut s'effondrer. Like she opens your heart.
And when I heard,
exactly.
Former broadcaster.
Yes.
Exactly. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
Yeah.
These low-down blues.
Wow.
Oh, can we buy that anywhere, or is it in your process of selling it?
No, because I came here and, you know, I'm starting this show, and then it will be very professional with CDs and DVDs and all that jazz. So, but the opening will be at Ruth Eckers Hall at the beginning of February 2018. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a show with a lot of dancers. So I'm my mother is from Spain, so I'm half Spanish. From my mother's side, and so it's going to be like flamenco dancing, you know, and it's going to be chanson française and some opera.
And do you dance
jazz.
Also?
Yes. Mm. But not the, you know, cuchimuchi, but...
Not the cuchimuchi.
How can we follow you then to try and get a copy, you know, some sort of Facebook or just some sort of a...
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook, Judy, like J-U-D-Y, and then Bashar. It's B-A-C-H-A-R. And if anybody wants to write something to me or ask me anything, my email is jud.prod@hotmail.com.
Can you download any of this on Apple iTunes yet?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be more walking music. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. So we have another song we're going to play. Which one are we going to next, Bobby?
Well, it's up to after her.
Well, this is a very, very special song for me. Actually, I recorded that, I think, 9 years ago. Mm. And it's when I heard Whitney Houston, that it's one of my idols. Mm. I think she's the most amazing singer ever created on this. Thank you, Whitney, to come to this planet and give us so much joy. So, and after I listened to her, and of course, I was a little child, you know, when I was 3 and 4, I used to look at Frank Sinatra and Julie Andrews and Judy Garland.
You look
like
you're that old.
Yes. And then I made from the salon of my mother, you know, the house, I made it like a theater and I used to dance. And all I wanted to do is make people happy. Just like that. Very
simple.
You made
me happy just now.
That's my purpose.
Makes me happier
as my sister. That's amazing. Incredible.
Okay, let's go to that next song and enjoy.
Is that somewhere? Is that
somewhere over the rainbow?
Oh,
the great Judy
Garland.
Garland.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Have I heard it was once in a lullaby. Thank you.
Someday I wish, I wish upon the star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, just like that.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Where do you find this amazing talent? Tell me. Where?
They stick to you.
Where did you find her? Seriously.
Grazie.
We're going to share the microphone.
We were at a dinner, and it was a friend dinner that was set up. We do it like every 2, 3, 4 weeks. And we happened to be there, and I had just come back from a business trip, and also with my fiance. I had gotten engaged, and everybody wanted to hear the story. And so I told the story, and Judy was at the dinner table, and she saw how passionately in love I was, and she says, I want to sing at your wedding. And I went,
wow.
That was it, and we've been like best friends ever since.
Beautiful. Amazing. I know our listeners are just adoring this, and we definitely want to have you come back. You're not going anywhere yet.
But I need to tell her something. Yes. I'm from Sarah Vaughan and those type of people, and really, I loved it. I haven't heard anybody sing like that since then. Like, you ever heard of Sarah Vaughan? Oh, yes. Ella Fitzgerald. Those are the people that, you know, that I really look up to in singing.
Me too.
And you're right there with them.
Thank you.
Yes,
by
you
the
are.
Way, Ella Fitzgerald, I was putting her, like, I think 20 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yes.
She has this silky, amazing voice.
Yes, she has
and
a
big soul.
Yes.
And you can hear her and hear her. You know, there are great artists that you can hear a song or two, and that's it. Her, I could just
and
listen
I have
and
to,
listen.
I have to include Billie Holiday.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And you got it all.
Thank you
beautiful,
so much. Wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And what are your plans next? You perform in Vegas. You perform all over.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, since I was 20 years old, you know, in Israel, you go to the army, and then I was the scouts before, and then, yeah, I danced ballet, by the way,
yes.
And I know how to dance flamenco, yes. And I'm a professional pianist, and
we want to play some of your piano music. I mean, next time.
Next time?
Yes.
That
no
would be problem.
Amazing. Now, what do you do to chill out? What's your chillaxing time?
That's a new word.
Am I
the only one that's heard this?
Well,
am I? No,
you're right. I've heard it.
I
use it all the time.
I'm chillaxing, yeah.
Well, I'm not a person, honestly, that need to chill out, but if I really, really need, I mean, I love life. I live life. I mean, yeah. The bad, the good, I live it. I love it, and I'm passionate. I'm a passionate person. You have to see me eating a strawberry or a mango or whatever. I like to eat. I love my family. I love my friends. I love life, you know? And I think, but if I need to relax, so the sea is my...
Oh, second home. Yeah. When I go there and I feel the sand, uh-huh. and I pick up some shells, you know, and then a bird comes and the sky. There is so much space. Since I remember myself, I used to, you know, if I wanted to chill out, I went to the beach. And then I sing my songs and, you know, read something. I love it.
That's what I was talking about, because I go to the Lazy River. My husband bought me a year pass over there. So I like to float down and listen to Jimmy Buffett music and float in my inner tube. And that's what I like to do during the week, especially the sea. The sea is always calling, yeah, you know.
Always.
It's true. So we have another song I think he's got on there.
Yes, and I think this song is La Vie en Rose. It means a life full of roses. And
in
actually,
Spanish?
It's in France, Francais. Mm-hmm. So the lyrics is, Les yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà les tendres et son retouche de l'homme auquel appartient. It's basically, she says, I'm really crazy about you. And your eyes, when you do like that, you know, it's shy. And when you talk your sexy bass voice, il m'a fait quelque chose. It does something to me. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. When he speaks to me these words, this sexy, you know, words, I see la vie en rose, life in roses. And you know, Edith Piaf had a lover who was a boxer. His name was Marcel Sardin. And they have a very, very special story, because he went to America boxing and the mafia told him, hey, you lose. But he was, no, I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. And he won. Mm. Now, Edith Piaf tell him, hey, come, hurry on. I love you. I want to be with you. So usually he used to take the bateau, the boat, but he flew. And the mafia just bombed the airplane. Oh. So he died. And since that day, she just, you know.
Wasted away.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, how beautiful. I can't wait to hear this. I know it goes so fast. We have 10 minutes left.
Aww.
And our record promoter is actually probably in traffic. We're waiting for him, but we're going to have him next week. Uh-huh. And I know he so wants to hear this, because we have Steven Seagal that he's working with.
Oh.
And I know Steven Seagal has a new song called Girl, It's All Right. And I don't think we're going to have time to play that, because we're waiting for Vic. But let's play your next song. Okay. But everybody wave to Steven Seagal, because we'll play that next week. This is like a ride in Disney World here.
Yes.
And we will play that song, because we are just so impressed to have you here as well.
Thank you.
Let's kick that next song off, Bobby.
Les yeux qui fomassent le mien, un rire qui se perd sous sa bouche, voilà les pantrés sans retouche dans le manqué, j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part des bonheurs dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
elle aperçoit. Alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Okay, and we're back. And all I can say is amazing, amazing, amazing. You are so talented. And you're going to be performing where again?
I'm going to be performing at the Root Acres February 2018. You're all going to know about it. I'm just working on my show right now. Yeah, and I'd love to see you all there.
Oh, we would love to do some behind the scenes with you and is super excited. That would be amazing.
Well,
I know
you used to work there.
Really? Yes, oh, that's right.
Back us all.
Yes, yes. We are Betty Luck. We love you. We just want to thank you for listening to us and supporting our show and our prayers to keep going out to you. And Ron, we want to thank you for being here. We're going to have you come back next week. Mama Ali must be busy in class today. So we have a surprise for her. We don't want to give it away yet.
Can I tell you, I met Tony Bennett in 1980. I was a TV sportscaster, and I met him at a Cleveland, Ohio TV station. I was getting ready to be interviewed, and he was singing on the inside the TV station. The secretary and I were the only two there. Then all of a sudden she left. All of a sudden Tony Bennett walked out. Wow. I've been playing the trumpet since I was 8 years old, First Army Band, and I've interviewed Pete Rose and everybody, and all of a sudden I was flustered. I said, hey, Tony, this is Ron Winders. I love your trumpet playing. Typical Tony, 1980. Well, thank you very much. And now, all these years later, he's with Lady Gaga. I wanted to compare him to you with It must be the focus. I see you in the focus.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
I want to come to Ruth Eckers Hall. Don't forget me now.
No, I have your email and you'll get all the data.
Somebody just told me a joke about Lady Gaga. How do you wake her up in the morning? Poker face. I don't know. Aww. A teenager.
That's my girl, Lady Gaga.
Yes. Well, we're going to play an ending song with Lady Gaga here. Bobby's going to find Peter. Our producer just had his live remote today. Peter, you're back. Peter Blake, Sports Web. We have tell us, Portia, again, what your show is on and what to expect.
My show, Queen of Fat Cats by Portia, is on Mondays, every Monday morning at 11 a.m.
Welcome to the Tan Talk Radio Network. Glad to have you.
Yes, that's Peter Blake, our producer. There's something to think about.
I'm very excited.
Well, also, remember, everybody, please go to mypillow.com. Put in the promo code BEACH. You want a good night's sleep. You help support the show. BEACH, that is what we do. And that's our promo code. And I took my husband's pillow. Yvonne's going to get hers pretty soon. And again, another thing is the aquavault.com. Put in promo code Hollywood1. We still have some whitening toothpaste left. If you would like to buy some, they'll be out in the mail tomorrow. And anyways, we have 3 minutes. Any last words, everybody? Anything you want to say?
I want to just say something. I think she's delightful.
I do too.
Yes. I love her.
I love the music.
Yes, the music is fabulous.
I know. And Ron, we're going to surprise you. I'm going to get Mama Ali. I'm going to get you her phone number. And we're going to chat after there and find out and get her on because we have a special surprise because you interviewed Muhammad Ali, her ex-husband.
Interviewed him in 1970. So I have a few little comments about that. And also 1974, from comments from Zaire, South Africa, when he beat George Foreman.
Wow.
12 minutes on the air from Providence, from there to Providence, Rhode Island, where I was working.
Wow.
We'll have some more stuff. You can catch me on RonWindersWeebly.com and YouTube, Ron Winders. A lot of fun stuff.
Are you still playing the trumpet?
Still playing the trumpet.
Can you bring that next time?
Oh, and here's a picture. Where do we pick this? His picture here?
Yes, he's got a picture. He's got his headshot. He's ready. He's got an agent.
Available as a spokesman.
There you go. We got an agent for him as well. And well, everybody,
I just want to say thank you so much, Dawn, for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you, Portia.
You are a sweetheart and very adorable, very helpful, and I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. I'll tell you, my show, like I said, is different than talk show hosts, because we juggle a lot.
I had so much fun with everyone here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't forget to watch Portia, Queen of Fat Cats, Monday at 11 a.m.
Buy her t-shirts and support her show.
My t-shirts as well. Yes. Yes.
That's good drive time, too, for lunch. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree. Mm-hmm. TanTalkNetwork.com. Bobby, thank you so much.
Thank you. No problem.
Yes. Are you going to be here next Saturday?
I'll be listening next Saturday. I know that.
Well, we'll be giving him a shout. I know Peter's
out. Back in the seat.
I gotcha. And thank you so much. Tell everybody again who you are.
I'm Judy Bashar. I'm an international singer, and you'll hear about me soon. I'm working now on my international show, and it was a great time for me here to know you all amazing people. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show, and I hope I see you soon.
Oh, for sure. And then who do we thank for bringing you here?
Oh, Francesco Villa.
That's right. Yeah. Francesco, thank you so much.
And I just wanted to say, while she was singing in French, you reminded me of Josephine Baker.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. The one and only.
The one and only.
Amazing.
I saw her in person when I was a little girl. I'll never forget it.
Wow. Amazing character. She was fighter.
Oh, that's for you, Yvonne. Keep it going, Bobby.
That was, poker face.
Oh, yeah, that's Yvonne. Yeah, we're going to end it with Lady Gaga.
All right.
All right. HollywoodConnections.biz. Check us out. Thank you for tuning in. And we are bringing more film directors, producers, casting directors, and celebrities to Hollywood Connections. We'll see you soon. God bless. Remember, give it to him and watch things happen.
All right.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.